All right, it's Thursday morning. It is that time once again for another round of Girl Talk. I'm Matt Behan. Annika Kate is back in the saddle, ready to roll today before she goes on vacation.
Too early for the bell.
Sorry. The bell's rolling. Back to school. It's a back to school bell. How many youngsters are going back to school this week or next? So here we are. It's Girl Talk, the unvarnished truth from the mind of Anna and the unvarnished truth about the real topics that are out there between men and women. I just want to say this. The last couple of weeks, we've been a little on the naughty side. A little naughty.
You think?
And sorry, but those topics had to be discussed. They're very important. Coloring outside the lines.
Yes, that's so important. And I still get asked what that actually is.
And here's the thing. If you're still confused about what coloring outside the lines is, feel free to go listen to the podcast.
Yes.
They're all there at Under the Morning X podcast.
Because if you actually listen to the podcast, you will know what coloring outside the lines
Correct.
Means.
Yeah. And if you are doing those things, congratulations. And have a good time. So this week, we're not going to talk about wieners or hoo-has. I don't think we are.
Other than you just saying it right now.
Right. Sorry. So no wiener talk, no vajayjay. You have something you want to bring up today. So
well, actually,
what is
one
this?
Of my guy friends bring this up to me. I think he must have a crush on, you know, a new flavor of the week. And he said, how do you approach a girl and not come off as a creep?
Hmm. Kind
girl
of a thing.
You see whether it's at work or at the gym or whatever and not be creepy. Because let's face it, 9 times out of 10, as a lady, when you're being approached, homeboy's creepy.
Yeah. So that is the thing these days. Guys, I think there's a segment of dudes, I see it, who really do stupid stuff and act really weird.
Why are the creepy ones always the ones with the big balls that aren't afraid to approach a girl, but you normal guys out there are the ones standing in the corner and not approaching the girls, while all the Creep Master Supremes are the ones coming up
creep
to us.
Creep Master Supremes. Sounds like a new sandwich somewhere. I know why. Booze. Absolutely.
Oh, so all the creepos that I am approached by are drinking at the gym?
Maybe. I don't know. That or they've had massive issues in upstairs since day one. Some guys, look. A couple of the guys I knew in college, as an example, they were relentless. They didn't care. They tried with everybody. Their logic was it was a numbers game, and they figured they acted like idiots with everybody. They're going to land 2 out of every 10.
Oh, my goodness.
And sadly, it typically worked. And there's just guys out there that are built that way.
Okay, so guys that are non-creepos, don't be afraid to approach a girl, because we're usually shocked when you're not a creep.
Here's the thing. That's really easier said than done, though, because ladies do put out vibes sometimes that are very difficult to understand.
Because usually we're approached by creeps.
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. So is this the public service today here for Girl Talk? Hey, creeps, stop acting like douchebags so the regular guys have a chance.
Here's a perfect example.
God.
Just a couple days ago, I'm at the gym and I'm working out. And, you know, I've been hitting the gym and the diet really hard, focused. And I have been getting a lot of compliments because it does show. And this guy walks up to me. He's like, girl, there's one thing for certain. Definitely the hardest working person here.
Oh, God.
But what made it creepy is the whole time while he said it, he was staring at my butt.
Really?
Yes.
Just sitting there staring at your ass.
Literally staring at my ass. Well, complimenting me.
What was he wearing, by the way? Was he in creepy ass gym attire, spandex?
I mean,
biker shorts.
Right away, that instant. Had he given me eye contact and made the compliment, I'd be like, "Oh, thank you." But the whole time, I'm thinking.
And he said it like that. I mean, there's a better way to say exactly what he said in a very nice guy way. Hey, I've noticed, you whatever. There's a way to say it better than that. But at the gym, it is so cliche to hit on a girl at the gym. Come on. I suppose it happens all the time, though, right? Whatever.
Sometimes, yes, but that's when you compliment, don't be staring at the ass.
Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
That instantly puts you in creep status.
And here's the other thing. A lot of guys are out there doing the creepy social media stuff, right? Whether they're messaging and they're doing all that crazy stuff, asking women to do crazy things.
Yes.
I saw you the other night, and here's a picture of my wang, or whatever the hell it is.
Or instantly trying to get in on the sexting thing. Okay.
Yeah.
That automatically elevates you to creep status.
Why would you go there with that?
I don't know.
That just didn't make sense to me.
No, don't be creeps. So honestly, I think really the best way to approach a girl, maybe you work with her, or you see her at the gym. Well, if you work with her, that could be But I mean, if you see her at a gym or at a concert, or you go to some of the same places or whatever, first thing you try to do is make eye contact. Okay? Now, if she makes eye contact.
Are we really having this conversation
seriously,
right now?
Listen to me.
This is like kindergarten. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Can I just give advice?
Fine.
You have the penis. I have the vajayjay.
Fine.
Okay, you make eye contact. If she makes eye contact back and looks down, that usually is a good sign.
Okay.
Because girls kind of get a little like, oh my God, he's looking at me.
Really? I can't believe we're having this conversation.
It is so dumb because literally.
Seriously.
That's totally how I react.
This is like kindergarten.
Mm-hmm. If Cutie looks at me at a concert, I'm immediately going to look down and smile and be like, oh, he looked at me.
Oh, my God. All right, fine. All right, so it starts with looking at said female and not being weird.
Yes. So if you can look at somebody and not be weird. I mean, just don't look at her ass.
Well.
Or the boobs.
It does. Guys,
I don't
look,
care how much they're hanging out.
That's tough for guys sometimes. Come on. It's just tough. So for some guys, it is.
And
I get that.
That instantly puts you in creep status.
I think you're a creep if you like you said, the guy did not remove his eyeballs the whole time. I think if there's a second glance,
but
you got to, you know.
That can give you compliments, and then they still give you that whole looking you up and down, undressing you with your eyes, imagining what you're going to be doing on the kitchen table a little bit later on. Yes, they have those looks in their eyes, and it makes you creepy.
That's true. I give you that. I give you that. Okay.
So you can compliment somebody and be genuine about it, but not undress her with your eyes at the same time.
Question. Let's go old school here for a second, right? So way back in the different generations, right? If you see a lady out in a club, at a bar, or whatever, the old cliche thing would be a guy sending a girl a drink. That used to be the thing.
Uh-huh.
That used to be the way it was in the 60s and the 70s, 80s, whatever, right? I'm sending her a drink with a message with the bartender. That used to be the way. And I don't think that exists anymore.
I don't think it does exist. Awesome. That would be awesome.
Right.
Seriously.
Exactly.
And every now and then I will say a guy has bought a round of drinks and sent them to me and my girlfriends. And you know what? It's always the older guy in the bar. It's never the younger guys right now.
Right. Because those guys have no idea what that was looked upon as the professional / mature way of saying, hey, I'm over here. I've noticed you. And here's the other thing. A guy would find out what said female is drinking, too, and make sure he had the dialogue with the bartender. That's the way it worked.
Well, and also,
that
opens the door for the guy to come over and start the conversation, because immediately, you are going to get a thank you, and everybody is going to kind of start having a little conversation with you, and then you can kind of gauge from there if they think you're a creep or not.
Yes, if a love connection is going on.
Yes, Behan, you just did something genius.
See, that's what I'm saying. That used to exist. That used to be a big thing. It used to be like, you know, I almost feel like it's like a Rat Pack thing. It's like back in the day, that's what guys did. They would find out, okay, there's the female. I'm checking her out. She has no idea I'm here. I'm going to find out what she's drinking. I'm sending her a drink and small, like light compliment to go with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, I'm sitting over here in the bar. I don't know. That's the way it used to be, right?
Well, and then it also, like I said, it also leaves that door open to where once the round of drinks or the drink is sent over, that does leave the door for you to come over and say hello, because it's going to be pointed out to her that you bought the drink and she's going to say thank you. And girls are less likely to get up and go over to you, but if you come up and go over to them, they're not going to be like hand in the face.
Right. And unless you have a tank top tucked into jean shorts and are on some wanted list somewhere, you're probably going to get to, you know, a second level with that plan.
Right.
I'm just saying.
Right.
You know? I don't know.
So, if you're at a place where you can't buy a round of drinks, you know, try to look at something that she's wearing. Like, if I was wearing a Blues t-shirt, you could come up to me and say,
for love of God.
Hey, I see you're a Blues fan.
It's football season, by the way. There's not hockey for a while yet. Let's focus. What?
Hockey season is coming soon,
too. It's still a ways.
I just got emailed.
All right. I don't want to talk about it.
That I should buy season opener tickets.
Okay,
so,
fine.
Yeah, hockey season's coming.
So, all right. So, I'm not sure we helped here, but I think be normal, be cordial, be, I don't know, a little classy.
I think we've helped.
I think so.
Don't stare at her ass.
Yeah. Don't be a creep guy. Don't
undress her with your eyes. Be old school and send a round of drinks. And if you're
a drink.
Yes.
Now, don't worry about the girlfriends. I think it's more personal. You just do the one drink for her.
But it's better if you buy a whole round drinks, because then you've got all of her girlfriends on your side.
Well, that's true. Good point. I guess if you have the extra scratch, go ahead and buy, you know, a $60 round of martinis for everybody or whatever. But all right, I think we're helping. I think it's better advice. Better than sending a shot of your wiener on social media.
Yes.
All right.
And
you really think that's going to work?
And again, to you guys in the corner that are non-creepy, step out of the corner.
Send a drink.
You will be a breath of fresh air.
There we are.
From the creepos that are constantly in our face and staring at our butts.
That's correct. There we are. We're helping everybody today on the dating status of the world. Thanks, Anna.
You're welcome.
All right. It's Girl Talk. It's the Morning X.